त्वन्निष्यन्दोच्छ्वसित वसुधागन्ध सम्बर्करम्यः श्रोतोरन्ध्रध्वनित सुभगम् दन्दिभि पीयमानः नीचैर्वास्यत्युपजिगमिषोर्देवपूर्वम् गिरिं ते शीतो वायुः परिणमयिता काननोदुम्बराणाम् तत्र स्कन्दं नियतवसतिं पुष्पमेघीकृतात्मा पुष्पासारै स्नापयतु भवान् व्योमगङ्गा जलार्द्रैः रक्षाहेतोर्नवशशिभृता वासवीनां चमूनामत्यादित्यं हुतवः मुखे संभृतं तद्धि तेजः ज्योतिर्लेघावलयि गलितं यस्य बर्हं भवानी पुत्रप्रेम्णा कुवलयदळ प्रापि कर्णे करोति धौतापाङ्गं हरशचिरुचा पवगेस्तं मयूरं पश्चादद्रि ग्रहण गुरुभिर्गर्जितैर्नर्तयेधाः आराध्येनं शरवणभवं देवमुल्लङ्घेदाध्वा सिद्धद्वन्द्वैर्जलकणभयाद् वीणिभिर्मुक्तमार्गः व्यालम्बेधाः सुरभितनयालं भजाम मानयिष्यन् श्रोतो मूर्त्या भुवि परिणतां रन्दिदेवस्य कीर्तिम् त्वय्यदातुं जलमवनते शार्ङ्गिणो वर्णचौरे तस्या सिन्धो पृथुमपि तनुं दूरभावात् प्रवाहं प्रेक्षिष्यन्ते गगनगदयो नूनमावर्ज्य दृष्टिरेगं मुक्ता गुणमिव भुव स्थूलमध्येन्द्रनीलम् तामुत्तीर्य व्रज परिचित भूलता विभ्रमाणाम् पक्ष्मोक्षेपादुपरि विलसत् कृष्णसारप्रभाणाम् कुन्दक्षेपानुग मधुगर श्रीजुषामात्मबिम्बम् പാത്രീകുറുവന് ദശപുരവധൂനേത്ര കൗതൂഹലാനാം. ബ്രഹ്മാവർത്തം ജനപദമധഛായയാ ഗാഹമാന ക്ഷേത്രം ക്ഷത്രപ്രധനപിശുനം കൗരവം തദ്ഭജേധാഃ രാജന്യാനാം ശിതശരശതൈര്യത്ര ഗാണ്ഡീവധന്വാ ധാരാപതൈസ്ത്വമിവ കമലാനി അഭ്യഷിഞ്ജന്മുഖാനി. ഹിത്വാ ഹാലാമഭിമതരസാം രേവതീലോചനാംഗാം ബന്ധുപ്രീത്യാ സമരവിമുഖോ ലാംഗലീ യാസിഷേവേ കൃത്വാ താസാമഭിഗമമപാം സൗമ്യ സാരസ്വതീനാം അന്തഃശുദ്ധസ്ത്വമപി ഭവിതാ വർണ്ണമാത്രേണ കൃഷ്ണഃ. തസ്മാത് ഗച്ഛേരനുകനഖലം ശൈലരാജാവതീർണാം ജന്നോ കന്യാം സഗരതനയ സ്വർഗസോപാനപംക്തിം ഗൗരീവക്ത്രഭ്രുകുടിരചനാം യാ വിഹസ്യൈവ ഭേനൈഃ ശംഭോ കേശഗ്രഹണമകരോദിന്ദുലഗ്നൂർമി ഹസ്ത. തസ്യാഹ പാതും സുരഗജയേവ വ്യോംനി പശ്ചാർത്ഥലംബീ ത്വം ചേദച്ഛസ്ഫടിക വിശദം തർക്കയേ സ്ഥിര്യഗംഭ സംസർപ്പന്ദ്യാ സപദി ഭവത ശ്രോതസി ഛായയാസൗ സ്യാത് അസ്ഥാനോപഗത യമുനാ സംഗമേവാഭിരാമ. ആസീനാനാം സുരഭിതശിലം നാഭിഗന്ധൈർമൃഗാണാം തസ്യേവ പ്രഭവമചലം പ്രാപ്യ ഗൗരം തുഷാരൈഃ വക്ഷ്യസ്യ ധ്വശ്രമവിനയനേ തസ്യ ശൃംഗേ നിഷണ്ണഃ ശോഭാം ശുഭ്രത്രനയനവൃഷോദ്ഘാത പങ്കോപമേയാം.
The cool wind, pleasant from its contact with the fragrance of the earth, refreshed with the oozing rain drunk in by the elephants, whose trunk holes sound pleasantly, will blow low under you when you desire to go to Devagiri, while it causes the fig tree to ripen. Mayest thou, changed into a flower cloud by a flower rain bath from the water of heaven's Ganges, bathe Skanda, who has there taken up a permanent residence. For by the bearer of the new moon was this sun overcoming radiance laid in the mouth of the offering consumer in order to preserve Vasava's host. Refresh the peacock, of whose molted tail feathers studded with rows of stars, Pavani, from affection to her son, fastens in her ears in the place of blue lotus leaves. The peacock whose eye corners glance white through the rays of Hara's moon. Afterwards cause it to dance in virtue of thy mountain-seizing heavy rolling thunder. When thou hast propitiated that reedwood-born god, advance on thy road where the lute-bearing pair of siddhas, from fear of thy raindrops, will avoid thy path. Yet delay in order to exalt the fame of Rantideva, who, sprung from the slaughter of Surabhi's daughter, transformed into a stream, spreads itself on the earth. When thou, O thief of the color of the bowman, art stooping to take in water, the sky travelers will surely, casting their gaze downwards, contemplate the broad, though on account of the distance narrow, stream of that river, like a beautiful pearl necklace of the earth with a large sapphire in the middle. Having crossed this, journey on, making thy image an object for the eager glances of the Dasapur women, who are acquainted with the brow languishing, who from their throwing up their eyelashes are like a sporting black buck, who possess the beauty of bees that cluster on the kunda flowers. Having overspread the country, called Brahmavarta with thy shadow, honor with a visit the cruel field of Kuru, which is memorable for the Battle of the Kshatras, when the Gandiva armed one with 100 pointed arrows sprinkled the heads of the soldiers, like as thou dost the lotuses with thy raindrops. O friend, having reached the waters of the Sarasvati, which the plowbearer reverenced, who, leaving his delicious liquor, marked with the eyes of Revati for the love of his relations, turned away his face from war. You, black only in color, will then become pure within. From thence go along by Kanakala to Chanu's daughter. Descended from the king of the mountains, the latter steps to Swarga for the sons of Sagar, who, laughing as it were with her foam at the frowning Gauri, seizes on Sambhu's hair, while with her wave hands she clings to the moon. If you, like a heavenly elephant, having the four quarters inclined in the sky, thinkest to drink of its limpid waters, clear as crystal at the moment thy shadow glides gently over the river, it will attain a beauty as if the Jumna had flowed into it out of its proper place. Having arrived at the snow-white mountains, her birthplace, whose rocks are scented with the navel smell of the musketeer who is seated there, reclining upon one of the fatigue-moving horns, you will appear like scraped-up black earth by the beautiful white bull of the three-eyed one.